So you find me down here in Dublin at what I consider, I think it's the most beautiful distillery in Ireland. I think it doesn't really have much competition in that regard. Amazing Pierce Lyons Distillery. I've just finished the tour. Julie finally got down here. My ears are all right again. Just done the tour here. I have to say, tell us all about this place. Just I've heard it, but I'll let you hear it.
Yeah, well, look, it's a very special distillery. Pierce Lyons sadly isn't with us anymore, but he was a great man. And, he was the first man in Ireland to have a master's in brewing and distilling. And then he became a biochemist, PhD, in focusing on yeast and fermentation. And created a gigantic animal feed company called Alltech. But before that, he was listed as a lead engineer in the Midleton Distillery when he worked for Irish Distillers. Before that, he worked for Harp. So he was a trailblazer already in the alcohol industry. Set up his brewery over in Kentucky and his bourbon distillery. And part of the dream then was to come home. And set up a distillery here in Ireland. And what better place than in an old disused church?
Down in the Liberties. I mean, this was, and hopefully always will be, associated with the drink industry. I mean, you've got the behemoth that is Guinness just behind you. A couple of other sister or friendly distilleries just around the corner now. Back in the day, this was like the hub of Irish whiskey. Let's be in Dublin anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to see it back, you know. So, you know, Teeling, we're the first distillery to open in Dublin since 1975, I think it was, in 2015. Then we opened our doors in 2017. A year later, then you had the Liberties Distillery. And then the following year, you had Rowan Co. So, you know, we're all kind of pally as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, particularly from a production side or from, you know, it's a great community and we're all very different as well.
Very.
And that's the thing is that, you know, people can come to Dublin and in the space of a few hours go to four very different whiskey distilleries and have a great time and taste great spirits.
You guys are sort of the newest of on the block as such, but you're kind of not because you were... You were somewhere else before you were
somewhere
here,
yeah,
and you should have been here 2 years earlier as well. There's another story to that as well.
Yeah, exactly. We're kind of like a traveling road show. you know, Pierce was very forward thinking, and he knew if we're creating an Irish whiskey company, we need to get distilling. So he brought his Vendome Kentucky stills to Ireland, to Carlow. This is all done on a handshake, by the way, and on a mezzanine in O'Hara's brewery in Carlow, we started operating, and our first distiller at the time was Jack O'Shea.
Yep.
And I think anyone in the whiskey industry knows who Jack O'Shea is. You'd meet him everywhere. When the church was ready to receive the stills, they were dropped in through the roof, and we started distilling again there in 2017. So we have spirit from the Carlow site that's going to be turning 12 later this year, and we have spirit that's... turned six. It's going to be turning six from the church site. So, but from the same stills, you know. So,
and those stills came from Kentucky.
From Kentucky, they're Vendome. Yeah. So Kentucky stills. Yeah.
Now, I mentioned there, you should have been opened a couple of years beforehand, but there's a bit of a story to that. How come that got put back?
Well, so as soon as Pierce had bought the church, I suppose the word had gotten around, you know, and. The building and the site was listed as a place of historic importance. So a lot of the changes that he had hoped to make or to have ready, he was aiming for a 2015 distillery opening. But due to, I suppose, the parameters that were put in place, it was a 2017 opening, which we all think is for the benefit because he preserved the aesthetic of the original church.
Yeah, and to preserve the aesthetic, costs go up, time goes back. The site that you're on, is unique because Phil, you've kind of got your own graveyard.
Yes.
explain some of the stuff that's in it because it's interesting on its own, right?
Yeah. So we are surrounded by a graveyard. We don't own it. Dublin City Council do, and there's people that still have relatives in the graveyard, and they come in with their piece of paper signed by DCC that they and we leave them alone. They pay their respects.
Yeah.
None of us are going down there on our lunch, you know, having a Subway Sambo or anything like that, you know, amongst them. But we do tend to it. The gardeners come in and look after it. We're all about biodiversity. our distillery is Origin Green, gold certified, and we now have beehives down there as well.
I saw the beehives down there. It's very funny, just down at the back there. So you're going to have, I assume, a honeyed Irish whiskey coming up.
Yeah, look, it's all for play here. Yeah, we'll have our own honey that we'll make cocktails with, or we might just sell out of jars. But there's interesting characters. I mean, first of all, Pierce has 9 relatives in total buried in this graveyard. I mean, he was a Dundalk man, but his family, his grandfather, his uncles were Dublin based. You know, we have the old Attorney General of Ireland buried there, Sir Toby Buckler, who was best friends with Jonathan
Swift.
Big grave. Huge. That's the kind of thing I'd like when I go.
I want a funeral pyre, actually. I want a Viking thing. That's what I want.
Yeah, we sent down the river. Yeah, that's actually cool. And so there's loads of interesting characters buried here. And the great thing is, when you come to do a tour in Pierce Lyons Distillery, every tour guide has their own favourite story. Yeah. They're not reading off the same script. It'll be a different experience every time you know, if you come. In particular, we have a tour guide, Bernard, who, I mean, he used to work, he used to do the 1916 tours. I think he did Kilmainham as well. But his knowledge of the place and the history here is just outstanding.
Yeah.
And he was doing some work a while back, and I think he found that James Power was buried in our graveyard, founder of Powers.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of the Powers family are buried in the family vault.
There'll be mausoleums.
But poor old James Power, who started it, he's with us.
They've got them here. Now, in terms of whiskey, you guys have a sort of expanding range of it. You started off originally with 3.
Yeah. And now we had four. So we had what we called the original, the distiller's choice, and the founder's choice, and the founder's was a 12-year single malt, and it still is, but there's actually older content in it. And we had a whiskey called the Cooper Select, which was something of a happy accident. That was it's gone now, but it was a dream whiskey. It was an 80% malt, 20% grain blend, kind of like your Black Bush ratio.
Yeah,
and it was left in sherry barrels for 4 years. So at the time, it was probably the most sherry-aged blend in Ireland that had come out. And you could just get it straight away. Yeah. It only, I think, exists probably in somewhere, in a dark corner in Ireland. Or you might find a few miniatures of it, but it's astounding. But this is the whole idea of our whiskey. Small batches, move on to something else. We created the Halfpenny whiskey range because we created Halfpenny gin, and we kept getting asked questions like, you have to have a Halfpenny whiskey.
Yeah,
we did. And the Halfpenny 4 cask, for example, there, that's winning lots of awards, master's medals in the spirits business and things like that, you know. So,
You do have very different spirits. I mean, the taste, you wouldn't necessarily have a Pierce Lyons flavour going right the way through, because they're very different types and styles, really, of whiskey.
Yeah, that's actually... that's a great comment on it, I suppose. And the idea was that every whiskey would have its own kind of identity rather than this common kind of, I suppose, flavour. What I'm looking forward to now is, like, we have our 5-year malt that we distilled in the church. When we switched over to pot still recipes in 2019, and we really went, we stuck to the guidelines, and then we went off the rails. What I found tasting the different new makes that we've had throughout the years, except for a repeated one, was a very common estuary kind of flavour coming through, particularly with the pot still. So when that stuff comes of age, and that will be down to Conor Ryan, who's our master blender, Mister, who does everything. it'll be up to him when he releases those, and very much looking forward to seeing if that will happen, if we'll have that flavour that carries
all the way through
in the range.
I mean, you guys, because of who Pierce Lyons was and the fact that he's a master of all that kind of fermenting and animal feed and the real sort of technical thing, you use your own proprietary yeasts.
Yes.
So it's not Saccharomyces cerevisiae, it's one of your own.
It's our own proprietary, and we have access to, I mean, many proprietary yeasts.
Thousands,
exactly. And Alltech, that's on the animal feed side of things, that's what they can provide for us. And we use a proprietary brewer's yeast. So it's a very special thing that we can say that we do, because it's the same as if you go to Guinness, they have their secret ingredient, their proprietary yeast. We have the very same thing as well.
I think it's sometimes you get a little bit overlooked because most people use the same one. But the way it was put to me one time by someone who really knows what they're talking about was you create all the flavours at the fermentation and everything else is basically a refinement up until you put it in cask. So this, people talk about the shape of stills and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, okay, that probably makes it certainly an influence on character. But in actual terms of flavour, it's the wee yeasts that do the thing.
Yeah, the yeasts are the things that will produce extra congeners that, you know, will cause, you know, will give you those flavours, you know. From our wash, you get a lot of fruit anyway if you taste the wash on its own. What we did for a good while then is we let a little bit of a wild fermentation happen, a little bit of souring of the beer, and we just found that little bit extra of that lactic bacillus in there. Gave you even more esters. What we want, because we only double distill, is we want a quite light, fruitier spirit. Even when we take our cuts, it's more of a top-heavy cut. When you smell the heads, it's quite sweet. You can understand the old poutine makers back in the day going, well, that smells lovely, and then, you know, they're in trouble. But you kind of, distillers, I suppose, have to dice with death of where they take the cuts, but you want to keep as much of the top notes in with the methanol gone.
Yeah.
And that's the art of distillation, and that's what the skill of the distillers do. And Pierce and the people that have been...
Now, your fermentation, you'd mentioned something earlier on to me that I found really surprising. I actually thought it would be the other way. Normally, when you ferment and you bring out your wash, it's what, 12 to 15% sometimes. You guys kind of went the other way.
Yeah, just 7. About 7, 7%.
I mean, that's basically just a fairly strong beer, is it?
It's classic kind of Belgian kind of, you know, 7%. But the decision was made through trial and error that the flavour of the beer, the flavour of the wash, it's important to get it right at the beginning. And there's so much mystery behind whiskey. You can have everything set in place to try and get the best product you can. And if you start from the very beginning and something tastes good from the beginning, it gives you more assurance that it's going to be good down the line.
Yeah.
Same with the quality of the barrels that you're using, the quality of the stills that you're using as well. So we believe in getting it right at the beginning with the wash, and a 7% beer has been fine. Our distillery is small.
Yeah.
It's not been about, you know, gazillions and gazillions.
No,
it's about making a really good product, and without sounding too braggadocious or anything, the whiskeys win awards year in, year out, and a testimony to that 7% wash and to those distilling techniques. Our Pierce Genesis won Best New Release in the Irish Whiskey Awards in 2022, which is a huge award for us, you know.
Yeah.
So we're absolutely thrilled.
I mean, what you do, I really love your spirit. I've always really liked the stuff. I mean, the first, I think it was probably the batch one of the Founder's Choice. I loved it because these lovely top notes just to start with, and it just kept going deeper and deeper and deeper until it was the dark chocolate. You know, you had those sort of almost bitter notes at the end.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. It started really sweet and fruity and finished down here.
Yeah.
Which I thought for a fairly young spirit and a new distillery, to have that level of complexity straight off the bat was fantastic. It was really amazing stuff.
Yeah, like the Founders we recast into our Town Branch X bourbon barrels, and you probably know the Kelvin Cooperage barrels are outstanding.
Yeah.
Char level 4, I think it gives whiskey such a deep flavour straight away, and I think we're very blessed to be using them. I'm sure many distilleries are. The other thing as well is Town Branch in Kentucky has the brewery across the road, you know, making Kentucky bourbon barrel aged ale and bourbon barrel aged stout. So we're getting ex-bourbon barrels that not only have had bourbon in it, but sometimes they'll have either an ale in it or a stout.
Uh-huh.
And that's just something else. It's just something...
More character to it.
More character to it, exactly.
Yeah. Another thing in price point, and this is the thing, I say this all the time, sometimes I think people forget that if you want to sell whiskey to make it affordable, your stuff's actually really, really reasonably priced. It's very, very, very affordable and very accessible. Certainly your age statement stuff seems very pricey, very well priced as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, pricing is a tricky thing to get right.
Yeah,
like it really is. Like you really have to put your thinking cap on. But, you know, we went towards having age statements on our blends, like the Pierce 5 and the Pierce 7 are blended whiskies, to just guarantee a certain level of a premium, to, mm-hmm. you know, a certain level. Not that age is everything, and we were chatting about that inside.
Yeah.
But just it's just kind of a guarantee of a certain quality that we're giving you. But the prices are very reasonable. And I've seen our Pierce 12, which actually has whiskey as old as 15 inside of it, see a huge uptake in it, because I think as well, you have to look at the sign of the times. It's about €80 in different places. It might be more, might be less elsewhere. But people are willing to part with €80 for a 12-year-old single malt as a gift. You know, it's a great gift, you know. But yeah, it's pricing can be tricky, but I do think we're well priced.
I think you're very well priced. In terms of coming down to this distillery, to just go inside it, the stained glass windows, the beautiful chandeliers that are whiskey cask inspired, they're gorgeous things. But you have to come down here at night to see the spire lit up.
Yeah,
it's just such a landmark now for Dublin. You can see it from miles about. It's picture postcard beautiful. It really is.
Yeah. And that's actually the great idea of Deirdre Lyons.
Pierce's wife.
And, you know, she's got such an incredible eye for design and detail. So the stained glass windows were her idea with an Irish company, Art Glass, based in Derry.
Derry.
And the copper chandeliers as well that are inspired by your barrel staves and things like that. And then we call it the Liberty's Lantern. And, you know, Paddy's Day can change colour green.
Yep.
Chinese New Year can be red. You know, we could make it purple for whatever we want, but normally it'll be a teal coloured. That's kind of the colour of our distillery, like the brand colour, I suppose. But it's great, and it's 10 tons of glass. And I'll tell you a funny story. We had a tour guide way back when who used to tell people it was 10,000 tons of glass until I overheard him. I was like, listen, you need to read you need to read up again.
Our riff might be strong. We've got a new riff and it's not that strong. I mean, it's just a fabulous looking place. If you ever find yourself down in Dublin or in and around this place, you've got all these distilleries. You can do a very simple trail around here. Leave this one towards the end. If it's getting darker, you want to come and see the light up. It's just beautiful. So I love your product. I love the location. I think the tour offering that you do is totally unique. The story behind it with Pierce Lyons. Anyone that knows me knows my number one hero of all time is Muhammad Ali. Pierce Lyons opened the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville, in Kentucky. And any association with Muhammad Ali is good for me. That'll do me. Yeah. Listen, I'll let you get back to work. We're going to head on. Get yourself down here and come and visit this place, because it's one of the ones that you really want to come and see. All right.